The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, good evening, everyone. Mando Richard here, and tonight on the Music Room, we're going to be speaking with Missy Armstrong, the lead singer with a bluegrass band from up in Michigan. They call themselves Detour, and to make sure that she and I have plenty of time to chat, I think I'm just going to go ahead and get one of their songs started for you. While we get her on the phone line, we're going to listen to Train Train from their 2014 CD called Going Nowhere Fast. And if all goes well, we'll have Missy on the line with us when that track gets done. You're going to really enjoy this. I know you are. Detour here on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. That little banjo lick to close it out. You just heard Detour and Train Train from their new CD. What's the name of that CD, Missy?
That's Going Nowhere Fast.
Well, I hope that CD is going somewhere fast for you all. Thanks so much for joining us here in the Music Room. Really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
And Missy Armstrong just charmed the audience at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival. Of course, you know, she runs with a pretty rough bunch of guys, you know.
Oh, you saw that, huh? You could tell?
Yeah, but I noticed that they're all too chicken to appear on the radio and send you to me.
You know, they do that all the time, too. I think they are chicken.
Well, there's really no need to be.
No. You haven't bit yet. You're really nice.
Why, thank you. And I can't bite you either. We're, like, what, 700 miles apart?
That's the safety of a phone interview, right?
That's right. So in Detour was, I guess Jeff Rose is really the founding member, wasn't he?
Jeff and Scott both are founding members. They originally had started playing music together and with Mike Sumner, who now lives down in Nashville. And they had another lead singer, Zach Bunce. And then over the years, I think it's probably been about 8 years, other members have kind of filtered in and out, luckily, because then that included me filtering in.
What makes the Detour sound?
You know, I think a huge part of Detour sound is Jeff's writing, as funny as that sounds. But he's a fantastic songwriter and arranger of music. And so the rest of the guys in this band just have a way of really meshing with that and working off from his creativity and adding some of their own, and it just, that's what creates Detour.
Well, I'm really serious about this because there are an awful lot of bands, not to name them by name, that sort of sound alike. And you guys don't sound like them.
You know, we have been told that, and I would agree with that, and I think that's kind of our goal. You know, we don't want to, you know, the other people do what they do really well, and we can't mimic them and sound better than who they are. And so, you know, I've always kind of been encouraged to be who God made me, and so that kind of filters over into music too. And I grew up exposed to a lot of different kinds of music and wasn't introduced to bluegrass until, you know, I was an adult. So for me, and I can only speak for me, the rest of the guys, you know, grew up listening to bluegrass music. I kind of took bluegrass and it kind of melded with the rest of the music that I had listened to. And so it just creates a different sound. It's not like everybody else, and we like that. You know, we want to bring something different.
Well, on your website, you list all the sort of usual suspects one would expect a talented female singer to say, these are my influences, except there's a ringer in here, Etta James.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she just communicates emotions so well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and you know, Eva Cassidy, I know she's one of my probably greatest influences, and she does as well. You know, I think that's what draws people into music is, you know, they want to know that you believe what you're singing, and when you grow up listening to that, I guess it becomes just part of your music and what you create.
That's right. I think any music is good music if it can make that emotional connection between the artist and the people listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, just so that we don't stint anyone besides Jeff, you've got Jeff Rose and Scott Zylstra, the two founding members, and then Lloyd Douglas, who's like the permanent second string banjo with Michael Cleveland, but he's first string with Detour.
Yes, absolutely. We are lucky to have him.
And Jeremy Darrow, who comes up from Nashville.
Yep,
to play the bass with you. And he originally did some training in our area at the Philadelphia University of the Arts.
He sure did.
And I'm leaving out a professor.
Yep, Peter Knuffer, yep.
He teaches U.S. history at Michigan State. Do the rest of you have day jobs, or are you trying to make your living with the music?
Jeremy is a full-time musician, but the rest of the guys all have full-time jobs. Scott's a studio tech, and that's where we record all of our music at, and he's very, very good at what he does. And surprisingly enough, Lloyd is, our banjo player, is a railroad engineer, which...
For real?
For real.
I mean, like sitting at the front of the locomotive?
Absolutely. So it's kind of funny that anytime we play as you just played, Train Train, you know, we say all of those songs were written about Lloyd himself.
Well, one of the things that you guys have done, I think, is really, really wonderful, is you're connected with various charities who are working with homeless veterans up in the Detroit area. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, it's even farther north than that. It's in the northern Michigan area, and it's a transitional housing unit for homeless veterans. And Jeff was driving along one day, and he heard a story on the radio, actually, about some homeless veterans and the huge number of homeless veterans across our nation. And so he decided that he would write a song about it, and he kind of got it started. And then later, him and I were going to be playing at a Veterans Day event, and so he called me, and we live, you know, 2 hours apart, so we were meeting. And he called, and he said, hey, I just finished up this song that I think would be perfect for this. And he said, I'm going to sing it into your voicemail. He's going to learn it on the way up. So that was what we did, and I always tell everybody it was one of the coolest musical experiences of my life to get to play that song, Homeless of the Brave, to a room full of veterans who knew the struggles of being a veteran and coming home from war and just all of the battles that they fight here that, you know, most of us civilians don't know and don't understand. So,
well, that makes a great intro to Homeless of the Brave, which was from your CD, A Better Place, that came out in 2012.
Yes, it is.
Let's let the folks hear it here on WVUD.
Right.
how they couldn't find a job in this land that they'd been fighting for. Months without a paycheck, and they had no place to stay. Now they're living in the land of the free and the homeless of.
Detour doing Homeless of the Brave, and joining us from not yet snowy but a little bit chillier than we are in Michigan, we've got Missy Armstrong, their lead singer, on the
phone
with us.
Again.
And Homeless of the Brave is not the only song you've done to support homeless veterans.
No, we kind of decided that we'd make it a tradition on our albums, and Jeff wrote another song for this new album, Going Nowhere Fast, called Soldier's Sorrow. And it's got a really cool twist on Soldier's Joy in a minor key. And it kind of talks about the soldier coming home and it not being a joyous occasion. So it's another great song of Jeff's.
You know, it just occurred to me that one of the things that I think distinguishes the bluegrass music family is an awful lot of folks do things for good causes.
That's because I think they're good folks. I think that we have met so many great people in bluegrass that it just doesn't end. Everywhere we go, it's like a big, huge family, and they're so supportive of each other, and it really is. I think it's unique to this music.
Well, coming up next, I've picked out a track that one of my coworkers, Elaine, would love if she was listening. It's a love song where things go wrong, and she gets him.
Yes. I think it's about time, don't you? I think that's another thing that we're talking about that's unique about this music is the number of killing off the women songs in bluegrass. So that was one of the funny things when I first started listening to bluegrass. I'm like, what in the world? I can't believe that people are, you know, singing about this and writing this. I didn't think you could do that.
I mean, you know, people my age grew up hearing Doc Watson and Banks of the Ohio. I pushed her in so she would drown. Wait a minute.
Yeah. And I first started hearing those, and I'm like, what? So when, you know, that's kind of been a joke in our band. We normally have a pretty positive vibe on all of our albums, and we choose songs that kind of work with that. You know, like when we do the throwbacks and we do the oldie songs and
yeah.
stuff, we try to keep it, you know, positive and uplifting. And so somebody challenged Jeff that he should write a killing song. So I was really proud of him that when he wrote the killing song, it was actually the guy that was getting killed off, and not the woman.
And the name of this song is Juliet.
Juliet.
And it's from your most recent CD, Going Nowhere Fast. Here we go. Detour on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Trouble in our time.
Thank Missy. You enjoyed getting revenge on all us men with that song, didn't you?
I did. I have to admit I did.
Oh, it's really been a lot of fun chatting with you today. We've got, we still got like 10 minutes left. Wow. So we can get into a really deep and heavy conversation about how difficult it is to work on a CD together as a band in Michigan during the winter.
Yes, we can. We can. This last winter was, probably the worst. I've lived in Michigan my whole life. I don't ever remember a winter like that. And it kind of ruined me for ever wanting to drive in the winter again. It's about an hour and a half trip back and forth to the studio for me. And I'm pretty sure that the very first time I went up to lay some scratch vocals, I think it took me probably 4 hours to get home. It was bad.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, I hope it doesn't mean that you want to, like, try and sign on with a Florida-based outlet like, you know, Scott and Amanda Anderson or the Trinity River people, but, you know.
Won't tell the rest of the band that you just gave me that idea, okay?
No. You should not do that. No, don't do that. You kidding me? Then Jeff won't be afraid to call me.
Yeah, right. He might actually thank you for getting rid of me.
No, I doubt that very much, because then he'd have to do the interviews.
Yeah, that's true.
So what have been some of the most fun things that you've had happen to you since you joined these guys in Detour?
Oh, man. Well, I think probably the most fun for me is just getting to stand on stage with these guys. I was a fan of this band before I ever had any dreams of being part of it. And I used to, you know, when they'd play anywhere close, I'd be sure to get out and hear them. So every single time I get to stand on stage with these guys is fun for me. I joke all the time and say, don't tell them that I'm completely out of my league, because I want to keep doing this. but we've also, you know, the travel, as hard as it is also part of the fun. You know, we've gotten to go to a lot of places in this, you know, amazing country that I've never been to. And this year, being nominated as an emerging artist was pretty awesome. And then getting to go to the awards show was an honor as well. So it's there's so many things, and it's a whirlwind. You know, life goes, it just comes at you so fast that sometimes you sit down and you start to think, and you're like, whoa, this is really happening. You know, we've got songs on the chart just about every single week, and people are liking the music, and that's why you do this. You know, you do this in hopes that there are other people that connect with you on that musical level and enjoy what you're creating.
Now, I've not heard the first two CDs that Detour made before you joined them, but I got a sneaking suspicion that adding you and a certain professor sort of kick-started their sound a little bit.
You know, it did definitely change things, and I would say that, you know, these guys were great. Mike Sumner was an absolutely amazing banjo player. Zach Bunce was an incredible singer. You probably would really enjoy the older two albums. And the same thing, you know, the material was just great. Jeff has all of these amazing songs, you know, in his head. But it changed. You know, adding a female vocalist for sure is a huge change. And then there's a different chemistry, you know, every time you change band members. And it just, right now, you know, settled in this groove, there seems to be a really good mix.
I think, like you said earlier on in the interview, one of the things that makes the Detour sound different from a lot of bands is Jeff's songwriting. But one of the things I like about both of these CDs that have gone national is that there's a fair number of, if you will, older tunes or tributes to older tunes. And, you know, hey, we got to play a gospel number. You're a bluegrass band.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I thought we'd close down with Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. That's an oldie.
That is an oldie, and that is one of my all-time favorite songs ever. It's a great old Loretta Lynn tune, which you can't go wrong there, right?
Not at all. But it's, I love the fact, you know, there you are calling out Ezekiel out there in the middle of the song, and I was like, you know. But it's just a great song, and that's from your 2012 album, A Better Place. So, folks, you need to go and learn what you can about Detour. And they've got these two CDs that have gone national, A Better Place and Going Nowhere Fast, and look for them wherever fine music is sold. How's that?
That sounds great.
Missy, thank you so much for spending this much time with us here in the music room.
Oh, thank you for having me. This has been so much fun, and thanks for doing what you do. I know that your position is a volunteer position, and I certainly appreciate you getting music out to listening ears. It means a lot to us as a band.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure when the music is as good as this.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Thanks, Missy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time there lived a man and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both the day and night, but he didn't want to die.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.